Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, November 24th, 2017. Yesterday morning, employees of Siemens protested against planned job cuts with a motorcade through downtown Berlin. The vehicle chain started at 6:15 a.m. at the Dynamowerk in Spandau. Klaus Abel, the first representative of workers' union IG Metall in Berlin, spoke of 200 cars decorated with banners and IG Metall flags honking through the city. The parade was led by a car with a figure depicting Siemens boss Joe Kaeser. The Traffic Information Center, on the other hand, reported via Twitter about 100 vehicles. The destination of the parading cars was the Conference Hotel Estrel in Neukölln, where the annual conference of all German Siemens Works Councils takes place. IG Metall expected about 2,000 Siemens employees from all over Germany to attend a rally in front of the hotel, including SPD leader Martin Schulz. The IG Metall union does not accept that Siemens has announced plans to cut 6,900 jobs worldwide, 870 of them in Berlin. According to its own information, the group is responding to poorly performing power plant and propulsion technology business. Trade union Jörg Hoffmann told the Süddeutsche Zeitung that his organization would make lots of noise over the job cuts, adding that Siemens should create jobs through investments, stressing that the union will certainly not leave employees to their fate alone. Verbal assaults between students in Berlin are being taken very seriously. In fact, depending upon the language used, such assaults can be evaluated as a sexual assault and reported to the Education Administration among the 80 reported sexual assaults per school year, in addition to much more serious cases of sexual assault or sending videos with sexual content. The example proves that schools often do not know how to classify incidents and calls into question the annual statistics on violent incidents published by the Education Administration. Spokeswoman Beate Stoffers has reported that the administration is currently reviewing the notification procedure, entrusting Albrecht Lütte, the head of the Youth Violence Prevention Department, with the task. She added that the first result of the review is that many reports from schools are used to send educational signals. This applies in particular to level 1 incidents that are not necessarily subject to mandatory reporting, including insults, assaults, and harassment. Schools are only obliged to report level 2 and 3 incidents, which include sexual assaults, threats, and severe physical violence. It has also been reported that school psychologists are not being utilized where they are most needed. The Berlin Report on the Delinquency of Juvenile Violence, co-authored by Albrecht Lütte, notes that incidents registered by the police rose again last year for the first time in years. Particularly, many violent incidents in schools were recorded on the eastern outskirts of the city, in Marzahn Nord, Neu-Hohenschönhausen Süd, in Marzahn Mitte, Hellersdorf Ost, but also in the Kölnische Heide and Neukölln. While youth violence has increased in Marzahn Hellersdorf, Reinickendorf, Spandau, Lichtenberg, and Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, it is still lower than in 2008. Overnight Wednesday into Thursday, several Amazon delivery vans caught fire, presumably arson. In Kreuzberg, a resident of Hornstrasse heard a loud bang and discovered the burning vehicle. Two cars and another van were damaged by the fire. In Friedrichshain, passersby at the United Nations Square noticed a fire under another Amazon delivery van. Police officers were able to extinguish the fire before the vehicle was damaged. According to the police, the State Security Service has taken over the investigation and is also checking whether there is a connection between the incidents. A Berlin police vehicle was vandalized by a stone deliberately thrown during operations on Riegerstrasse in Friedrichshain Wednesday evening. The perpetrator is presumed to belong to the left-wing extremist scene, whose members have been responsible for damage to property and attacks on police officers there for years. Witnesses reported several darkly dressed people standing on a roof at the intersection where the attack happened. A helicopter police crew searched the area for the attacker or attackers, but could find no one else at the scene. A freak accident happened in Mitte yesterday. According to witnesses, a BVG bus hit an office building right next to the Mall of Berlin when trying to avoid a bicyclist. The crash triggered a chain reaction and a concrete pillar fell out of a corner of the building and onto a car. Luckily, no one was harmed. Only a traffic light was damaged, and the structural status of the office building had to be checked. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.